Lindsay and Whipper.
Nova.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, testing, testing. Welcome to the podcast, guys. We are here, we are live. No, podcasts aren't live. Sorry, I lied. We're not live, but we've got a really exciting show for you today.
Nah, selling in, it's live.
It's coming to you live from the Nova Studios. It's Fitzy and Whipper here.
Guys, coming up on the show today, we've got so much stuff.
What's your favourite stuff from today's show?
Oh, it would have to be the bit that we talk out of the song.
Oh, the first bit of stuff.
Yep. And inform everyone about the weather.
Yep.
Geez, the weather's just a great conversation starter, isn't it?
It's good stuff.
It's my guy too.
Really good stuff.
Do you know what I said to? I saw someone from high school the other day.
Oh yeah.
And we're having a conversation. Then we had that awkward pause, and I did the whole, just living life as it comes.
Yep, that's not bad.
I just went, you're such a wanker, mate.
Yeah, you're that guy.
I've
done a bit of. Working hard or hardly working. I've fallen into that trap.
Crap.
I don't even know what I'm saying. It's just like verbal diarrhea running out of my mouth. And I go, what was with that stuff?
Well, here's a tissue because you've got a bit more coming out, mate.
Tommy, you got word of the day? Got some stuff?
I don't know if you need it. You guys are having a great chat.
Coming up next, stuff.
Oh,
Monday, Oscars time, the Academy Awards. Hacksaw Ridge is up for many. Obviously, the Mel Gibson film. Big film, too.
So is Lion.
Shot here in Australia. Lion, massive.
Yeah, we've got some Aussie representation. Mm-hmm. Is Joel Edgerton up as well for Loving? I saw Loving. That's a great movie as well.
Love Joel Edgerton.
That was the interracial wedding that went on back in the 50s, 60s.
Yeah, right.
And they got arrested. So they went away, eloped, did it secretly, came back to their state, and they got arrested.
My God.
Thrown into jail.
Unbelievable story. What's also interesting is another Aussie that deserves a mention this morning. A couple of blokes, Jared and Matthew Kemp. They've ended up with their mouse fitness bottle, which it's called, in the gift bag for the Oscars.
What's a fitness bottle?
It's a fitness bottle. You take it to a gym, it gets fit with you.
So it's a water bottle.
That's good.
How dare you, Sarah? How dare you suggest it just carries...
Does that mean it's very small?
Because it's also used as a protein shake bottle. So don't just label it as a water bottle.
Oh, is this one of those ones that has different compartments in it?
Yeah, it's got different compartments. It's also... what does it say here? It's a water infuser and sleek water bottle all in one. The beauty of this nifty product is that it's got a round bottom, meaning your protein powder won't get stuck in any corners.
Whatever. Gimmick.
Give me a break.
See, all they need, right? You're in the Oscars gift bag. All you need is Jay-Z or Beyonce or someone just to take a photo with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all you need.
Yeah. Yep.
But unfortunately, you probably won't get a Ryan Gosling or a Emma Stone to do it. Who would you get? Who would be...
Oh,
maybe Dickie would do it, Richard Wilkins?
I don't think he gets a gift bag.
Oh, doesn't he?
Unfortunately, he's not
Nicole
nominated
Kidman
this year.
Would.
Nicole Kidman might.
Yeah, she'd support local
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
investors.
The gift bag last year was worth over $200,000. It included a boob job, if you wanted one. Some vape pens, first-class trip to Israel, personalised M&Ms. Just your name written on your M&Ms.
What a waste of time.
That is a waste of time. This drink bottle is only $35, but you want that shot of, you know, Beyonce walking into the gym.
Yep.
I don't even know if she's going along. Just makes you think, though, how hard is it to come up with a great idea that's just going to boom like that?
Don't you start.
You just don't know what products are going to take off, all right? For instance... I mean, the first person that looked at a ball sack on a kangaroo and said, if I put a bottle opener in that, wouldn't that be fantastic on my bar?
Well, but I don't think that's really taken off.
And buy them.
Yeah, but
I gave one to a supermodel, right?
Hang on.
She took 20 of them back to the States.
You know these amazing claims, and we do them on the show. We hear from people, my uncle invented liquid paper, or my auntie, she started Blu Tack.
Yep.
You don't hear someone going, you know, my great-grandfather was the one who did
the
kangaroo scrotum bottle openers.
Yeah, or who's claiming those koalas that you push their back and they grip onto things?
How do we all know about them, Sarah? Because
their
success
crap.
Is a great idea that you just clip onto your shirt. You can wear them anywhere. It's like the guy I told you about who came up with the idea of the plasma screen fish tanks. So it looks like a TV on your wall, but if it's a fish tank. And he stumbled a little bit. He wanted to open a store where you could actually come in and view the range. But unfortunately, one of the fish got stuck turning. That's how thin they were.
Oh.
And the idea never really got off the ground.
Yeah. You should try to get them up into the gift bag.
Oh, my God.
Have we even thought about
Why
that?
Why are you telling me that now? But, the Oscars are on Monday. Tommy.
Yeah, but the thing is.
Reorder.
Fitzy, what have you done?
Yeah, reorder.
I thought that had died.
Yeah, then you have to get every order. You have to get every coffee order from every celebrity at the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And someone's just going to have fine. A latte that's just fine. Gushing around yep, in their and, gift I mean, bag.
You brought up Richard Wilkins before. Could we get him in the mascot outfit?
Oh, that's not yep. bad.
As seen on Shark Tank.
Poor Dickie.
Give Dickie a call, Tommy.
It might damage his hair because, you know, that's a full body suit.
We won't see his head at all. He'll just be doing interviews through a small little mesh screen dressed as a coffee cup.
With no pants on.
Done.
Guys, there's an article that's come out that's it's telling everyone why you shouldn't really kiss anyone else.
Don't God, do it. Okay, warning.
And obviously we know saliva that carries a few diseases. You know, obviously the STDs and that, these are the worst because saliva, you know, get passed on quite a bit through kissing.
Do you remember when you were growing up, they used to talk about how it was actually healthier to kiss a dog than a human?
Oh, seriously?
Remember that used to get around? Then they go, no, I've just seen that dog lick another dog's bum.
Oh, well, yeah, I know.
I don't know where that rumor started.
Well, see, this is the thing when I hear people talking about bacteria, and even you said, you know, like even if you don't, sometimes you don't wash your hands or you can't, or you forget to wash your hands sure. when you go to the toilet.
Sure, sure.
You know, there's worse things out there, Sarah. Your keyboard
Hang
is
on.
Disgusting,
What's
Sarah.
What's worse than poo particles?
No, well, no. I'm talking the actual, not going for those. Mm. You don't have to bring up number twos, even just number ones. You know what I mean?
I know, but if you go to the toilet and don't wash your hand, that's what's on you.
No, but you're not necessarily.
No, I'm not wiping the bowl
paper.
With my hands.
I use paper.
I know, but being in the vicinity, like how they say your toothbrush, just by flushing, the particles come up and hit your toothbrush. That's why it should be at least 2 meters away from the loo.
I heard Dr. Carl talk about that, and he said the likelihood of particles in the air afterwards is very, very slim.
Unless yes, but if someone passes wind, they are airborne particles.
I think that's different.
No, it's not.
Okay.
The two most frequently transmitted diseases through kissing is meningitis and glandular fever.
Yep.
Yes.
They're the two worst. So if anyone's got any inkling of those diseases and you go anywhere near them with your lips, it's highly contagious and you're likely to get it. Didn't our boss just have glandular fever?
I don't know how he got it. Mate, that was one you had when you were 13. 13 to 16, it was just the kissing disease that you got, and it went around, and when it started in one group, it just spread across
the
town.
And you got a month off school.
Yep, you celebrated. Then you got chronic fatigue. I had to take another month off for that. Then I lost so much weight I couldn't move. That was another month.
Cavities is another big one as well, and it doesn't matter how minty or fresh someone's breath smells, they can still have cavities and still have an oral infection, and that contains a lot of bacteria as well.
As in gingivitis? When your gums bleed, is that that?
Well, no. Cavity, isn't a cavity is sort
it's
of like on your, a hole
What's
in
a
your
hole
tooth?
In the tooth?
Yeah, with a lot of bacteria?
My sister went out with a guy and she couldn't work out why his breath was so bad.
Yeah.
He had a rotting tooth in the back of his mouth.
What was theoretically like potentially a nice romantic topic here? You've gone to some dark places.
People need to know this, mate.
I mean, your back catalogue, mate, the numbers are huge. The amount of times you've been exposed to all these issues.
Immediately pull out of this conversation again.
See you, mate.
Well, see, I wonder, because I always wonder, as well, are you born? Because I get cold sores.
Yeah, and that's face herpes, Fitz.
Which is a form of herpes.
Yeah.
Yes, hepatitis. Mm-hmm. But am I born with that, or have I caught that from someone?
I think you get it.
Aren't you susceptible to the bacteria of it?
Yes.
So you could be a carrier, Whips, but when you make out with Fitzy, he can get it.
And also, mum, is it genetically passed down?
See, my mum, when we were younger, she would get cold sores. And then she was always worried that when we would be, you know, hands all over her face, that we would catch them. None of the kids ever got them. So I'm obviously not susceptible to herpes.
But that's what I mean. You've got to be a carrier or
I've
a recipient.
Hold it. Yeah.
Muzz is given. Is it Muzz from Kingsford?
Muss from Kingsford.
Hello, Muss. How are you, mate? What did you want to say, bro?
Yeah, just the reason you're safer kissing a dog than a human is because a dog's mouth actually contains an antibacteria.
Oh, how do you know this,
Muzz? They fight the germs off.
Right, so that's why when they get a wound, Muzz, they lick it, don't they, and they can heal it.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Muzz, how do you know this, mate?
Just one of the random facts I've learnt over the years.
Oh, jeez, yeah, Moz, I like that.
Moz, but see, this is what I don't know, okay? When they do lick their behinds, mm-hmm. obviously there's bacteria. There's got to be bacteria in their behinds. Yep. So is there something in their mouth that just kills that bacteria straight away?
Yeah, that's correct. But say like a cat doesn't have that bacteria. So if you're kissing your cat, you're actually kissing their bum too.
Oh. Yeah, and they've got a rough tongue too. So don't, I mean, first things first, don't make out with any of your pets. But secondly, I mean, could it work, Muzz, that if you had some sort of infection in your mouth, you could actually get the dog over? Oh. Cooper!
You probably could, but I wouldn't recommend it.
And the saliva from Cooper, mate, could save your herpes issue.
And the just the other one as well, Moz. This is the last one, but another big one. Just you got to be careful with kissing because the person that you are kissing may have allergic reactions.
Yes.
So peanut. If you've just had a peanut butter sandwich, and then you go, you look over and see your girlfriend and give her a kiss. Mm-hmm. Highly likely that she might break out in hives.
She'll die.
She might die.
She might die. Because they also say that you can actually be, you can be allergic to someone else's saliva. Like even if it's not nuts and it's that situation, like you and I, Sarah, if we were to make out for say 20 minutes at a bar or something,
you'd have to be in a bar because I'm going to need alcohol.
We might not connect at all. I could make you sick just by
who you are. You don't need to finish that. I've got it.
I've already done that this
morning.
She's
infected already, just looking at you.
Yeah. My eyes are bleeding.
We should go for a drink.
It's a very ugly thing, kissing, though, isn't it?
Well, it depends how you kiss, mate.
It's fabulous.
You weren't a great kisser. You've said that before.
Yep. But even just watching other people kiss.
Oh, I love it.
It's not. It's ugly, mate.
Love watching. One thing I've learned over the years is life is not fair. It never will be, and don't expect it to be. It's as simple as that.
See, Whip is a big fan, everyone. When he walks into the office in the morning, he tells us all the things that has gone bad in the last 24 hours.
No, I walk in
so,
and I go, hey,
you know, the kids didn't sleep too well last night. And then he stops, takes a deep breath, and he goes, but that's life, guys.
You know what I say? Lisa is so sick of it. When we sit down and it's been a tough day, both the kids are sick at the moment. It's been a hell of a lot of fun. I'll sit down and I'll go, you know what they call that, honey? Life.
Oh.
Because how else do you describe it? You've just got to roll with the punches, mate, and go with whatever's thrown at you.
You don't need to tell everyone, though, mate.
Well, I'm looking for support as a new father that's slowly breaking down.
Would you call yourself a new father?
Yeah, I am.
You're 2.5 years in.
Yeah, I'm always new, though. I mean, God, one's two and the other's 8 months here. I'm still learning. If you think I've got this mastered, think again. You know what they call that, sir? Life.
Oh. Well, stop bringing life into the world then if you're going to complain so much.
You should be caring more about my life. It seems like you're not interested. I feel sorry for this lady, Kelly. She's got a bit of a condition, and it's hard to tell her, Sarah, that it's just called life because this is called fish odor syndrome. So poor Kelly, ever since she was a young girl, has...
She catches a heap of fish? Or
no, that would be a really good syndrome. I'd love that. I mean,
should have taken her out on the charter boat.
The old gone whipping tour, mate. We could have done with it.
Could have replaced a few.
God, I caught 20 bourbons being thrown at my head. That was about it for the trip. She has a fishy, oniony smell around her. She's 36 now, and growing up, of course, she was bullied a bit. And she used to have 4 showers a day. She'd change her uniform twice at school and use an entire can of deodorant trying to mask the smell.
That would make it worse, though.
It didn't work.
You know when they say don't use Dettol that you use on your hands in the shower because it actually removes some of the skin's bacteria? And so actually it makes it harder for you to mask the smell of your own body odour.
Do you know the other one I've heard too? If you sweat in certain places, you know how you can get an operation if you sweat? I don't know what they do. Change the gland. Or whatever, the sweat will then go to other places. So if you've got sweaty hands and you're going to have an op done on your hands, the next thing you know, your bum's twice as sweaty.
It'll just come out of your clacker.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if that's true.
It doesn't necessarily come out of your clacker. But it could go to your forehead.
Does it say like a certain fish or?
Yeah, orange ruffy.
Oh, wow.
She works at a hospital. She's a radiographer.
Well,
and
that's
unfortunately,
stupid. Get a job at the fish market so no one will know.
Yeah, that's true. She's not played in advance.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Why aren't you on a trawler, you know what I mean?
Well, just go down to the fish markets and you can be handing out fillets of whiting all day and yet no one would have any idea. Mm-hmm.
This is what she had to say, what it was like growing up.
There was more than one occasion where I'd say, oh, I've had fish paste sandwiches for my lunch, when kids would say, oh, you smell of fish. That was quite difficult to deal with as a teenager.
That's tough. I mean, at lunch. Yeah. Well, it is when you open your lunchbox
you do
at
a
lunch,
tuna salmon.
It can make or break your whole career in the educational system.
Completely. Yeah.
Because, you know, and when you haven't even opened your lunchbox and everyone's going, oh, she's...
You smell like you've opened your lunchbox.
Sandra's opened up her sardine.
Yeah, it's like when someone takes their shoes off in an office.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, see, that musky sort of...
Tell me about it. Here's a little bit more about her condition.
One of the things that they say to you is, if it smells going in, it's going to smell coming out. So things like fish, seafood... are all triggers.
The body disposes of the compound in sweat, breath and urine, emitting a pungent odour that can resemble rotten fish, onions and fecal matter.
Pungent. What an offensive word.
Yeah, fecal matter. I really struggle with that. You know, there's a lot of single women in Sydney, right? We've said that before, and we do segments like Traffic Date and trying to find people love. But what I can tell you, it's not all a disaster for Kelly. She's actually got a man, right? She's married. Here's her hubby.
I didn't really notice her smell straight away when we first started seeing each other. I think the best way of me helping Kelly with the condition is to be supportive about the condition.
I'm sure he won't mind me saying this. You know, he produces his own smells anyway.
Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on
she's having a crack.
You smell like fish 24/7. He lets Smokey off the chain when he gets home from work and you have a crack at him.
Love, you're the one living in the glass house. Don't throw any rocks, you silly man. This is where we just give the old Pete Evans and Manu a bit of a flick out the door, boot them out the door. We get two new judges. Well, this man's been on there the last few years, but he's also joined by a new judge, Darren Robinson. He's the owner of Three Blue Ducks and the farm in Byron Bay. But we've got the man himself, Colin Fasnich.
Morning! How are you, boys?
All right, are you still a loosest out of this combination, you and Darren? I would say so.
Oh, mate, he's a nightmare, you know? His hair plugs have to be straight. His beard has to... stubble has to be right. His little blue-eye things are in. He's a nightmare.
Sure. I saw him the other day in Balmain with his lovely wife, Magdalena.
Magdalena, yeah.
And there's
he's punching, huh?
He is
punching.
Massively. So if they moved back from Byron Bay, because we were up there and we went for a big lunch at the farm, they were really wrapped. They organised a table for us. We settled in for the afternoon. That was a noisy end of the day.
I'd say you did.
What about this one? This was in the paper earlier in the week. Matt and Elise, they stole a bought curry paste.
Is that cheating?
Well, they were using it. Yeah, sorry, it was a store-bought curry paste.
Stole some curry paste and then used it. That's even worse.
Stole it from a store, so not only have they failed, they've been arrested as well. No, they haven't, but you can't do that. That's against the rules, isn't it?
Mate, it's a cookery competition. That's like me going to IKEA and buying some shelves for a building competition, isn't it?
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able to put them up, but anyway.
Or some meatballs. You could buy some meatballs and use that in your recipe.
Cheats.
Faz, did you just go away on a holiday with the family over Christmas? Is that correct?
I did a road trip in the Winnebago.
Great. Six better.
The passengers on tour.
How many kids have you got, Faz?
Two in Australia at the moment.
And let's not talk about the others.
Couple knock around bar, man.
We've heard a whisper. Your trip away, apparently you were listening to quite a bit of Fitzy and Whipper. Is that correct?
I was listening to the Pink Eye Scandal.
Tommy, our producer.
Millie, would you mind bringing Tommy in?
Yes.
Just because Faz wants to check his eyes out to make sure he's safe to be in the building.
See if Tommy's around.
Bring in the little fella.
Oh, here comes Tommy. Pink-eyed boy. Take the glasses off.
Did I even touch these glasses? Infected?
I'm fine now, Colin, but I was very embarrassed.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, when I pulled it up at the launch.
Yeah. Do you know where you caught it from, Tom? Or
no, I think I was just a bit run down.
Pink eye of the Tommy.
Have you started wiping your hands and cleaning your hands proper now after going to the toilet?
Yes.
Don't touch my coffee there, Tommy.
Yep, move your coffee away. Change microphones.
Oh, yeah, Tommy was trying to set me up with my wife to do a little setup after I mentioned the pink eye thing.
Yeah.
But she dubbed you in on the way home.
No.
That's how it works here.
Well, we've put a little bit of an opener together. If you want to have your own show, this is what we've come up with.
Hi, I am George Clooney.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, this is 50 Cent.
Hi, I'm Colin Fasnich.
Who let the dogs out?
Colin Fasnich.
What the Faz?
I went to TAFE.
Oh, there it is. You've got your own show, mate.
Thank you.
We spent weeks trying to put that together. So what would your segments be on the show, Faz? I mean, what do you want to go with?
Do you have any sad music?
Oh, sad. This is great.
Sad music.
Okay.
Sad music.
Okay. I got a letter from someone who went to the Actors Awards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
I was there myself. I don't even know why I was invited.
Yes.
And late at night, I was left on my own in the bar on my own. Who do I run into?
Oh, no.
Whipper.
Oh, okay.
2 a.m.
Where? So you were just by yourself?
I don't even know why he's there. Actors Awards. Like, I can't act. I don't know what he does.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I meet Whipper at the bar, 2 a.m. I'm on my own. So they're friend, let's hang out. He goes, do you want a scotch? I said, yeah. The chick goes, you got to pay for your own now. The free bar is finished. Disappears. Left me at the bar.
That is not true.
That is true. Is it? Yes.
And that is the new segment, Faz and the Furious.
Man, I saw you over the other side of the bar.
I was talking to you. You said, do you want a drink? And then the chick said, the free bar is over, and you legged it.
No way. I would not have run off on you.
I picked Manu up. He was asleep when we got a taxi home.
You're a dog, mate.
That is.
You're a dog.
Tom, can you all get us some scotch for the studio
now? Sorry. What the Faz?
I owe Faz a drink right now, Tom.
Oh, man.
That was a big night, wasn't it?
You were on holidays. You're like, I'm on holidays. I'm loose.
Man, I'd been out for dinner. You know what was weird? It was like 2:30 in the morning.
You weren't even invited. That's the worst thing about it.
Long story. I was there. But anyway. What about the fact
I couldn't even get into the joint.
Jeffrey Rush was there still spinning around in circles at 2:30 in the morning.
I went to, they said, Channel 7 said, you got to do the red carpet because we're up for their reality TV. They don't care about us because we're not actors, right?
Yeah, sure.
I walk up, the chick goes, if you want a selfie at the wall, you better hurry up with your friends and move on through. And I was like, and I said to her, look, no dramas. I've been told to stand here. And she's like, what do you do? I said, oh, reality television. She goes, move along. So I just hit the bar.
So how I got in, I don't know.
Faz, always a pleasure to get you in. My Kitchen Rules continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7. Colin Faznich, thanks, bro.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks.
McDonald's, new burger joint. And I don't think they've got a real future.
Oh, yeah. When's that movie coming out? Is that out yet?
Oh, the Founder. About,
yeah, The Founder. That'd
Michael Keaton.
Film.
It's been in movies. I don't know if it's been released to DVD.
DVD.
Yet. Blu-ray, I think you can get it.
Oh, good news.
But McDonald's, how's this? A few of their staff have secretly gone online and told people some secret tips on how to get the best food, the freshest foods there, and even grab yourself a bit of a bargain, get some cheaper.
What, you can negotiate
options.
A price?
Well, not negotiate.
How much
it's
is the
like
junior
barley.
Burger? $1.50.
Can't barter.
I'll give you a dollar.
What have been some of the taglines of McDonald's over the years? I'm loving it.
Then there was one where they just go, Maybe they did the things that make you go,
No, they didn't.
I think they did.
No, they
Tom,
didn't,
things
mate.
That make you go,
there was not a tagline at McDonald's where it was just,
No. Yeah, it was, because it stood for your feeling when you see the food, and then also, being McDonald's.
They did do two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, that was a big campaign.
On a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, but they haven't done that for years. Yeah. What did you get for that? You got a free burger, didn't you?
You got something, because I remember saying to my teacher, I thought it was really funny, I said, oh, I'll have a Big Mac quarter pounder and the girl behind the counter. How's it going?
That was cool. In your high school book. That was your bio, wasn't it? Tall beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun. I'm out of here, guys.
That was the one statement I wanted.
16 out of 100 too soon.
Oh, that was my English essay.
Hey, you 11 kids, we'll see you next year. I'll be back.
It's not very funny. It's not very funny. It would have been expensive for my parents too.
Okay, here's a couple. This is what they've written. Go between 10:30 and 11. Okay. That's when they're transitioning from breakfast to lunch, and you can get a little bit of both. It's like brunch for your stomach. I wonder if you could combine burgers. Like, you know, like a bacon and egg burger, but with Big Mac sauce.
I don't know. Just say what you're thinking. You know what? Tommy and I went along one time. It was my birthday, I remember, Tommy.
Oh,
and I said, there's one thing I want to do, mate, and that is eat as much McDonald's as possible.
You went nuts
that
day.
Yeah, but we got there at 8 a.m. Yeah. My main menu didn't come on until 10. I had to wait 2 hours and then had some...
It's 11.
Huh? What time's it start?
Here's another one. If you order fries without salt, you get a portion from a fresh batch.
Well, why do you want that?
A lot of the fries are sitting there for ages and they go soft.
Yeah, they have too much salt.
You go to McDonald's,
them.
You know what you're going to get. Why are we talking about this?
Always ask for your burger without some ingredient in it. Like a quarter pounder with no pickles.
No.
They will write this on a small slip of paper, put it under the tray, and they'll say to the heat lamps and say, grill up, guys, we need a new burger, because usually they just do a heap of Big Macs or a quarter pounder and leave them there. So they're old.
Oh, mate, there's enough turnaround that they're coming down fairly new and fresh.
This is amazing. Also, I didn't know this. Police officers, people who work in hospitals, fiber brigade, they get nearly half price off of their McDonald's.
Yeah, we used to do that one. We'd go in and say, can I have the officer's discount, please? And of course, that'll be with the officer's discount. And we'd get it half price.
Yeah, but you'd have to show identification.
We didn't.
How tight are you?
What?
How smart am I?
What a horrible person.
Because how thrifty McDonald's, am I?
Who's McDonald's pretending to be a law enforcement officer? Like, one of the highest sort of respected jobs. People who put their life on the line and you want a half price Big Mac?
Yeah,
it's worth
so
it.
So you can't get your pocket money from mum and dad, your $70 a week or whatever.
I respect the police, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few that got into the industry.
And if I heard that you were a cop, I'd tell you what, I'd steal something because I reckon I'd get away from you pretty quick.
Donuts out of his hand.
After me, last one.
Well, we're all thrifty, aren't we?
If you request a receipt, employees are told that you could be a secret shopper or you could be from, you know, the safety department.
Yep.
So if you order a receipt, they know, oh, they need this, so they will order you quick, fresh food.
Oh, I don't believe that. I've asked for receipts.
You go to McDonald's. Yeah, you go back there because you know exactly what you're going to get, mate. Don't ask for some burger change. Don't ask for chips without salt on it. You want your salt on your chips. You want the burger the way you know that you love the burger. Mm. I have spoken.
I'm loving it. If one man is going to represent well, it's this bloke over here.
Have you seen him get this passionate since one of his kids was born?
But I just get very excited about it. My birthday's not until September, and that'll be the next time I sit down at McDonald's.
Has anyone here, a mate of mine worked there once before?
Yep.
Have you ever had pickle juice thrown on you before? You can never get it out of your clothes.
What do you mean?
It is the worst smell in the world. Because they get the big buckets of pickles, right? And then they just take the pickles out and they leave the water. But that pickle juice is horrible.
Who threw the pickle juice at him?
Well, my mates used to fill it up with balloons. Oh. And we used to throw them at people.
And even a cracking at me for going for the officer's discount.
Anyone who's worked in fast food joints would know. It's horrible, sir.
Fish sauce is pretty awful as well.
Oh, well
when
said,
someone throws that at
well
you.
Said.
Lights, camera, hilarity.
Sarah Ann McGilvray.
Oh, please stop using my full name. When I went to see a house on the weekend, the real estate agent already had all my details.
Did he Sarah from the show?
She was like, oh, yeah, no. And just I listened to the show and just wrote out.
Sarah Ann McGilvray.
Yes, stop.
All right, Sarah Ann McGilvray. More Drake and Rihanna news.
Yes. So Drake has done this. Clearly no bad blood between these guys, though we always thought that there was. But Drake has done a tribute to Rihanna in one of his concerts. He stood up and recognised her 29th birthday.
Because it's somebody's birthday today.
Oh,
somebody
no
I have a lot of love for and a lot of respect for.
Oh,
so
Rihanna.
Instead of singing happy birthday, though, we just want to do this.
And then he started singing Work, which was their song together. Oh. So it was a bit muffled, but he's saying, it's someone I have a lot of love and respect for.
Who was the person that couldn't believe that it was Rihanna's birthday?
That's somebody
Snapchatting.
Yeah, no, he used some expletives in other bits of that. He was so excited by this moment.
She's only 29. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Young achievers, mate. I hate them.
She can
hang up hate many off. Things, mate. Racism, the price of fuel,
and young achievers. Good on you.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that off my chest.
You need to call Talkback Radio.
Thanks,
you've got a lot of stuff to work
through. Sarah Ann McGilvray.
Meanwhile, J-Lo, who was dating Drake for a few months and rumoured to be the source of these problems between Drake and Rihanna, J-Lo has revealed she is actually crushing on Harry Styles now. Obviously, this is just her celebrity crush. Nothing's going on there. But Harry has been known to date older women, so I really wouldn't rule it out. She was doing an interview. She was playing a game of Would You Rather, and when given the choice between Harry Styles and all these other celebrities, she chose him every time.
This is actually a very tough decision.
That is a tough decision.
For my life right now. Probably a couple years ago, I would have said Zac Efron, but today I'm going to say Harry Styles.
All right.
Whoa.
J-Lo likes them young.
Great
Zac
game.
Efron's very young.
Great game.
She could do it, though. That's
she
would.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from Harry for ages. He's doing Dunkirk, I think, which is the movie.
Yeah.
But we haven't heard about a solo career or...
Yeah, something's in the works. He's, he hasn't released any music yet.
Is that the name of the song? Something's in the works?
Yeah, that's it.
I like
that's
it. It.
Yeah, I got hold of that first. Guys, the cameras have officially started rolling on the untitled Han Solo Star Wars movie. I know this is of no interest to you, Whipper, so I'm going to turn away from you and talk to Fitzy.
Is that Star Wars stuff?
It is.
I'm moving on, mate.
It's going. I'm so excited. It's all about Han Solo, his backstory. Woody Harrelson has signed on, as well as something to bring you back, Whipper. Khaleesi from Game of Thrones is one of the main characters.
Oh, I like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it should be good. Thousands of people auditioned for the role, and they've secured the cast and they've started filming. So stand by for that
one. Okay, we're going to go to his backstory because what I got from Harrison Ford, I don't know if he enjoyed being back in the Star Wars franchise again.
Well,
he was pretty grumpy at the end of that movie.
I think he's just sort of a bit past it.
The
Force
Awakens.
He's in his 70s.
Well, he would be grumpy as well because I don't want to give it away, but it doesn't end too well.
Well...
I stopped listening again when you continued to talk about it.
Finally, George Clooney has spoken out about Amal's pregnancy. He was doing an interview with a French publication and he started talking about how his friends have all been giving him a bit of a hard time. So people have been calling up his phone and sort of just laughing and making baby crying noises down the phone to him. And then they've all started ripping in about his age because obviously he's, I think, 56?
He's 56, is
he? Yeah, so he'll be a bit of an older dad.
That's all right.
He's not that old.
He's a young 56.
Yeah, he would be. He's quite sprightly. But anyway, it's very exciting for those two. And as we've spoken about before, what a team of aunts and uncles that they have.
So just true, Sue. So true.
Guys, told you yesterday about the horrible experience that I had with Gumtree and my negotiating skills, which are a lot to be desired. Yeah. I'm not very good. I sold my first two cars for $50 each. And if you didn't hear this story yesterday, up on Gumtree, I'm selling my old push bike. It's a Focus, it's a hybrid, Sarah, and it was a bloody good bike. I've had some good times. I've done a lot of K's in it, man. I've sweated. My bum has just eased itself into that seat.
What? Oh, that's not nice.
When it was on, sometimes I didn't have it on just for a bit of a kick here and there. But
I don't get it.
So I had it up for $350 and BJ said, well, why don't we put it for $350?
Yep.
You can go down to $300.
Yeah, with the seat?
Negotiate, yeah.
It's the least you could do.
So Steve the Sparky from Maroubra came around to have a look at the bike.
Stevie.
Now, Steve, it was a horrible experience because what happened, Steve took off for 5 minutes riding the bike and I'm thinking to myself, where's Steve gone? Then I saw him walking up my street with the bike, not on the bike, Sarah, and he said, mate, I'm sorry, but the chain came off.
Crappy bike.
So I've put the chain back on for him. He's gone to take off again. The chain's come off again. I've put the chain on. My hands are just covered in grease. He's gone to take off again. The chain's come off 3 times as I'm trying to sell the bike. I felt so bad in the end, and Steve was just standing there looking at me going, well, I do need a bike. And I said, you know what, Steve? I'm sorry for putting you out. You can have it for $50.
Should have really given it to him for free, Fitz.
No,
not at all.
Well, it's still a great bike, Sarah.
No, it's not. The
frame
chain keeps coming off.
The frame is just, man, it's a beautiful bike. When you look at it, it's a hybrid.
Yeah, when you look at it.
So anyway, I felt really bad. I spoke about this story. Last night, a guy on Twitter got in contact with me. His name's Lorenzo Nevin.
I know.
First of all, I want to say, well done on your oil, Lorenzo.
It's worked really well.
Did very
great,
well.
Great movie, too. I'm glad they told your story.
Second of all, Lorenzo said, Fitzy, mate, did you maybe twig onto the fact that Steve may have been removing the chain and damaged your bike when he went for a bit of a test drive?
Good point, Lorenzo. No. Good point.
Just to get a discount.
Did you see the chain come off, like, for the first time?
This is
or
what
did
happened.
He disappear out over the hill?
I realised when I was putting the chain back on, the disc for where the chain goes around had been bent. So the disc had been bent. So every time I was putting the chain back on, it had been bent so much that it was hitting the side of the bike, Sarah. So as soon as you jumped on and started pedalling again, the chain was just coming off. So someone had bent the... And I immediately thought, well, it's been down in the shed the whole time. Maybe the boys had came down with their bike and maybe just hit it and maybe bent it that way. Look, now, I'm not saying Steve from Maroubra, the Sparky, he was a lovely guy, good-looking guy. you know what? And he just looked at me with his blue eyes and he said, well, I do need a bike.
Yeah, sure.
Made me think, maybe he may have gone down the road. Do people do this?
Did Steve have a hammer hidden down his pants at all? Anything like that?
No, I didn't see any hammers.
Where you thought maybe he's gone around the corner and just tampered with it?
No.
And 13-24-10, Steve, if you're listening and want to clear your name, because right now you're being accused of damaging the bike for a discount.
Yeah, it's a big claim, Fitz.
But I'd also love to hear from other people. 13-24-10, do people do this? Do they damage the goods on a test drive and then come back and go, hey, wait up, mate, come on, I need a bit of a discount.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first thing you do when you go and look at something. If you're going to check out a car and the guy says it's in perfect condition, you just got to start pointing out that it's not in the right condition. These tyres look like they're thinning a bit, mate. There's a scratch on the rear bumper. Are all the lights working on this thing? That's the standard protocol. What we don't know in this situation is, who's to say Steve isn't doing with a group of mates and he runs a secondhand bike store? And he goes round to buy these bikes where he rides off, damages them, gets a discount and will on-sell your bike probably for $350 through his retail outlet.
He may not even be a Sparky.
Fitzy,
he's
don't
not
be
a Sparky, mate. He runs a bike store.
No, no, don't buy into secondhand it, Fitz. Bikes. You knew he was a good bloke. Don't.
It makes him feel better because he lost the deal at $50.
Yeah. This is okay. This happened to a mate of mine. He was selling a scooter years ago. Motorized scooter. The guy went for a test drive on the scooter. He found out afterwards, because it got stolen 2 days later, Sarah, but he found out afterwards, the guy went straight up the road with a test drive and went and got the same keys cut.
No.
Got the keys cut,
yeah, that's
came back and said, oh, I don't really like the scooter, mate. 2 days later, the scooter was gone.
That's what I mean.
Kyle in Bosley Park, what happened to you, Kyle?
Basically, man, I was selling an iPhone 5, a white one, and bloke came over and he said, oh, can I see it? And he had his dad in the car and I'm like, yeah. And I was standing on my driveway and he's like, I'm just going to go show my dad. And I showed him about 10 seconds. He's like, oh, yeah, that looks good. I'll go show my dad. So he walked over to his car, showed his dad, and I was just standing on the driveway kind of playing on my phone type thing. And he came back. He's like, mate, the phone's not turning on. My dad would like to leave. He's a bit annoyed because we've been stuffed around, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, okay. And the phone he gave me back was a lot lighter and a lot more flimsy. He's like giving me a little Chinese eBay replica one.
No. Did you call him on it, Carl?
I called him on it. I'm like, do I look stupid? Give me my phone or, a couple of words were exchanged.
Yeah.
And kind of his heart fell to his feet. And then I'm like, yep. And I followed him to his car and he gave it back and drove off and with his head down type thing. And I'm like,
Kyle, was his old man actually in the car? Like his dad was there with him?
There was someone in the car, but he did not look like a dad. He looked like an older fella, but didn't look like a dad.
Dodgy.
Was his name Steve?
Yes.
Stop it.
No.
Poor Steve.
Maddie in Penrith, what happened to you, Maddie?
Yeah, I was selling the old VY Commodore on the good old Gumtree, and those two bikes come around to test drive it. Went for a test drive, everything was all good. Then they come back and they've done what they do, pull half the car apart to see if they can find something wrong.
Yeah.
They pulled the bonnet up and they've had a bit of a fiddle around under there and they said, oh, mate, there's this engine light keeps coming on. And I said, oh, wasn't like that when we went for a test drive.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, this engine light's coming on. Come on, give us $1,000 off the car. We're going to have to replace the engine. And I didn't give into it.
No.
They didn't know the old man was a mechanic. And turns out they just pulled a sense wire out underneath the air conditioner.
There's a classic one too. The engine light is on.
Yep. Ever bought perfume in Thailand? Don't do that either. I learned the hard way. Hang on a minute.
Wait up. Someone's rung in. We got Steve from Maroubra. Stevie, welcome to the show, buddy.
Mate, the things you hear on the way to work.
Steve, I mean, Steve, you deserve Steve, right of reply here.
Steve, there's no accusations here. I just received a tweet last night and it got me thinking. And look, you were a genuine bloke. I shook your hand, I looked you in the eye and I said, Steve, but you know, I just need...
Wait. I can't believe I'm being accused of tampering with a bike, mate.
No. Steve, I'm not accusing you. Someone just put it out there and it just made me think. I just need to hear the words from your mouth. Steve, you didn't
You can hear the words. You can hear the words that this bike is a piece of shit, mate.
Whoa. Okay. Is this really Steve? Or is this Tom Burgess?
I was my Australian accent.
Tommy, mate, that was outstanding.
Sorry, I have to re-in. I thought this story was hilarious.
Oh, I thought you were doing so well at your Aussie accent. You sold it in beautifully.
Tommy.
I've been here for 5 years, so I'm going to be all right.
Tommy, you actually scared me there for a second then. And then if you rocked up as Steve with the size of you, I would have been running. Okay.
Sparky tools.
So we've got to track down Steve.
Right. Maybe the Burgess boys can go and find Steve.
Well, you know the Bra boys, some of the boys down there. Maybe Tommy, you can ask around for Steve.
Yeah, I lost John Sutton at training.
Yeah, ask Johnny Sutton. That'll be good.
Get the word out there for us, Tommy. That'd be great, mate.
Yeah, we'll get around the state.
Hey, good luck in 2017, Tommy. Thanks for the call.
Cheers, fellas.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
And how does it feel being an uncle as well now, Tommy?
Yeah, it's great. It's great, lads. Can't wait for little Georgie as well to have his little one.
Oh, mate, yeah.
It's all on for you guys.
Joanna's not far.
When are you getting married?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I've got to find a girlfriend first.
just working through the old tenor at the moment.
There's one in the wings, mate. There's one in the wings. We'll see how she goes.
Okay, right, mate. Good on
luck,
you,
mate.
Tommy.
Keep us
well
up to date.
Mate, Tommy, I really want to track down Steve now.
Yeah. If anyone knows Steve the Sparky from Maroubra,
he had me a bit worried there for a while. Yeah, there, I thought he was convincing. About to have a crack at me.
I was hoping. I think Fitzy should say what's better. Whipper looks fat in that sweater.
Write a letter to the editor. Editor Sarah McGilvray,
welcome. Hi guys,
welcome.
Thanks. We love getting your feedback on the show. Let us know what you love or hate. Tweet us at Fitzy and Whipper or visit the Facebook page. So Emma has tweeted in, Fitzy, what kind of winery did you say you took people to? I've never heard of it.
I took them to this little bouquet winery.
Yep.
Think you mean boutique?
Bouquet. No, they were throwing bouquets.
Were they?
It was a boutique bouquet.
I love those ones. Guys, we've had a complaint from the school you visited in Brighton Les Sands last week. It seems that instead of reading children's books to the kids, as you were asked to do, you got a little distracted.
Do they take medication like Propecia to make their hair
That's
thicker
the
so they don't go bald?
That's
like
definitely
Whipper.
Not in the book. You should take it so you don't end up like this guy.
Just by looking at Whipper, what type of vegetable does he look like?
A fat potato.
Interesting feedback there. I didn't expect. I mean, we were there reading some Roald Dahl books, which was
Roald Dahl
books, which was great. no worries, Dahl.
How do you say it in the song?
I don't know, mate.
Time for a tale.
Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl. Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Anyway, I think we're just going from like twits to James and the Giant Peach, right? We're just having a bit of fun. I didn't think Propecia and my hairline would come into it, but that's fine. The kids learned a little
kids
bit more.
Knew about it, though.
The fact that you called him a fat potato, aren't all potatoes fat?
Well, they're round, aren't they?
Yeah.
Generally, they all look chubby.
Don't even need
that skinny
bit.
One. One of those skinny ones.
No, you don't get those
long skinny.
Sweet potato.
Maybe. Darren has Facebooked us.
Thanks, Darren.
Hi, Whipper Dags. Might not know how to spell, but at least he knows the days of the week, Fitzy.
So we've all got issues, haven't we, guys? Move on. It's Friday, and we're Fitzy and Whipper.
It's Thursday.
You do that a lot.
Yeah,
I feel like every
time.
Second week I have something similar on that.
Wishful
yeah,
thinking,
well,
mate.
When I'm running the show, Sarah,
Are
and
you?
I've got to tell people Ooh. About the weather,
Big
what
job.
Day it is,
Big job.
What's coming up next,
He's flat out.
Things can get a little bit confusing.
I don't know if I'd own up to running this thing. Okay, now everyone, this is really what happens behind the scenes when Whipper can't get his lines right. Have a listen to him crack a tantrum at me when he was recording yesterday.
Make sure there aren't any... Just make sure there aren't any dry... Mate, I just need you to stop laughing, mate.
No.
You know when someone else stuffs up, I just keep going. That's all
I do.
You
didn't even laugh.
I just don't know why we make a point of this every time.
I mean, we all know I can't read, okay? So what is the point of turning this into one of the biggest dramas in the world as I stumble through something reading?
I just look
reading?
Away. When you stumble,
yeah,
I look
Seth,
away
what?
So that I'm not laughing in your face and you still
what
crack
do I think? No. What do you think I expect when you just swivel your chair and I see your face and then I see your body giggling? Like
no,
your body
you
is giggling.
I was looking out the doorway at...
Man.
Oh, dear.
Unbelievable.
It's funny. Because Whipper reads... Whipper tries to... When he looks at something on a piece of paper, you read ahead before you even get there.
I just pick up keywords.
It was like we did a read today and the word was event, but you said excited.
No, I said exercise because it was about a gym, right?
Event.
So and I just went to exercise.
The
assuming.
Word was event, but he said exercise.
What else have you got, Sarah?
It doesn't even make sense, mate. You'll be pretty happy with yourself, Fitz. Alice has emailed in praising you for your great celebrity name puns. Brad Pitt.
Remember we spoke to his cousin Arm?
Armpit.
Armpit.
We've spoken to Miranda's brother Wayne and her ugly sister Stink.
James Packer, who are you to judge? You're just as bad as your brother Fudge.
Rosalind won't be there.
At least their Uncle Fudge will.
I heard that she didn't get along with him.
With his brother Fudge.
Oh, here we go.
You've made the same fudge-packing joke.
Do you know what, though?
Can you joke?
Three times.
Do not. Life. You know it's coming. Let it go. Breathe, man. Breathe and let it go.
How many times is it going to happen?
Mate, it's mine and I enjoy
you
it.
You can have it.
These are little things throughout the day, Sarah. We know work can be tough sometimes, but there's little things that get you through the day. For me, it's James's brother or Uncle Fudge.
He's still enjoying it. He's still laughing to himself.
He's giggling so hard.
One out of five people in here having
a
good time.
Child.
It's just Fitzy.
There's still a chance that we could get a Fudge.
Keep the feedback
there
coming.
There is no person with the name Fudge. That is not a name.
All right. Let's put it out there.
Oh, no, Fitzy, we're not getting a call from someone named Fudge. There was not even someone
called
Nudge. Or
something similar.
Well, there was Nudge from Hey Dad.
No, that name does not exist.
Nudge Packer.
Nudge Packer.
No, not Nudge Packer.
There's two things I love talking about. One is food and the other is Russell Crowe and Gladiator. You know that. Oscars. When it? Monday. God, countdown's on, guys.
You know, it's like the Dally M and also the Brownlow Medal and all these huge medals. If you win one, you automatically, for the rest of your life, say you get a ticket to go back every year. Whether you go back every year.
Yeah, but your row starts getting further and further back. So that year that you win, your front row, because they put the winners up the front.
Yeah.
Within five to ten years, you're sitting up near the toilets.
Don't they say, though, if you win an Oscar, then the film that you do after that, your cost starts at about 20 mil?
Well, if Russell... But would Russell Crowe... Would he'd have an invite to the Oscars for the rest of his life.
Surely.
You would have to think.
Yeah, I would think so.
Rusty, look, we've done this before. Sometimes you're dropping the kids off at school. We would love to hear from you, 13, 24, 10. Do you get a lifetime ticket to the Oscars?
I mean, the look on his face, whenever there's an article about... Gladiator, there's that look from that one scene in Gladiator, right, where he turns around. Let's play that scene here. No, that's just the music, mate. Let's play the scene. Have you got that?
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Oh, God, it's good.
Commander of the armies of the North. General of the Felix Legions. Loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son. Husband to a murdered wife. And I will have my vengeance. In this life or the next.
Be honest, has anyone else got goosebumps?
If I was selling my bike on Gumtree and a bloke rocked up and he sold himself like that, would give him the bike.
And he was dressed as a gladiator. Yep. You wouldn't have a choice.
That's a guy who's on a mission. I don't want to get in his way.
This article yesterday was saying how when it came to that scene, apparently they would, a lot of the time, make these things up last minute. And Ridley Scott and Russell Crowe sat down and wrote this script as it was going along. It got to the point where one day they didn't know what they were going to shoot. So Ridley Scott said to the crew, guys, just relax, we're going to have the day off, because they didn't know where to go with the film.
So, like, thank God you're here.
Well, it was a little bit like that. he was pushed into the Colosseum and he had to act it out.
Russell would...
My name is Maximus Decimus.
He did well.
Russell would go into the Colosseum. Thank God you're here, Russell.
Yeah, Ando arrived after that.
Ed Cavalier's there. Russell, come on in. No, God, we've got a bit of an emergency over here.
Could you fight that tiger? What is
Shane
going on?
Shane Bourne's there. Hi, Russell.
And then they just cut up the best of and rolled it out for your 7:30 viewing on Channel 10. It was amazing how it happened. So that was kind of the behind the scenes too. There was a story also that Mel Gibson apparently was the first choice of actors. Ridley Scott's come out and said, no. There's only one man, and it was Russell Crowe, because he'd loved him since Romper Stomper, which was fascinating. The other one that makes me laugh is, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix. He played Commodus. Remember him?
Yeah, he was really good in it, actually.
Yeah, he was great. But apparently he was a vegan and wouldn't wear anything leather.
So,
mate, this is a Roman film.
So he wouldn't wear Roman sandals.
Wouldn't wear the sandals.
Oh,
So then he'd go into wardrobe and just crack it. Because I can't step out in that.
So if you look closely in the movie, he's wearing a pair of Crocs.
Yeah, he's got Crocs. They're plastic sandals made for the modern Roman man. He was also so difficult to deal with. Apparently, one night after a long shoot, he said, "Guys, I'm just not feeling it. I'm not into it today." And that's when Ridley Scott stormed up to him and yelled in his face, "You better get on with your effing job, mate."
And he did.
And they continued with the scene. Not with other sandals on, of course.
I love these stories. The only other one that they say in the movie, that says there's one of the chariots that go around there, and when it crashes, there's a gas cylinder in the back of it. You can see it.
Oh, I love it when they expose a film. Yeah. You can see it a little bit.
I think, yeah.
No call from Rusty.
He's not going to call through, mate.
He's done it before, mate.
It was, how long ago? 17 years ago.
We just had Tommy Burgess on. What are we doing?
Well, Tommy's not going to give us facts about Gladiator.
Well, no, but he could have got us on to Rusty.
You know what?
Do you know what?
Sit here until Russell calls.
Do you know?
No one say anything.
Do we all have to sit here?
Where are you going? Got breakfast, have you?
I got things to do.
Spoken word tours. You know, Henry Rollins does it. Jello Biafra. There's all these people that go around the world and do spoken word tours. Like, and they're really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Russell could go around the world and just do a Gladiator spoken word tour.
What do you mean word tour?
So he just talks about all these things that happen behind the scenes, and then at the end it's a Q&A. You get up and you go, "Hey, Rusty, do you know what happened to that horse that fell over in the Coliseum?"
Good question, son.
And he goes into it.
See,
Sarah,
that would
that's
be good.
Interesting.
I wonder if Rusty's ever thought about doing any kids' books, story time. Just in that low tone, it'd be quite soothing.
As Maximus?
But not fighting. No. And at the end, he doesn't yell out, "Are you not entertained?" That's not in the book.
I'm Paul Kelly's book, How to Make Gravy, is actually an audio book, and he reads it to you. I'm actually listening to it at the moment. It's amazing. You're right. Russell doing that would be perfect.
That's just a bit of an idea. Tommy, so we will now put our feet up and wait for Russell.
No, we've had a lot of fakes calling through. We've got like three Russell Crowes on the line that we're not putting on
air. Can we just get one?
Do you want to put a fake one on?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
because I'll swear or something.
There's like four now.
Okay. Let's just get one and see how they go. I mean, this is a Russell Crowe impersonation. Can we just try to get one on it?
Take one. He's on line one.
Yeah.
We'll take line
one. Line one. Here we
go. Hey, Russell Crowe, welcome to the show, mate. Thanks for ringing in.
Good morning, Fitzy and Whipper. How are you going?
That is the worst Russell Crowe voice I've heard.
It's not bad. Hey, do the Maximus speech again.
My name is Maximus. I can't remember the line. See you, Russell. See you, mate.
I cannot get over this footage down at Mimosa Wines on the New South Wales South Coast, down near Bega, and a full restaurant. If you haven't seen this, we might have to put it up on our Instagram account so you can see it. A waitress. Now, what's happened is a giant goanna has walked into the restaurant. Now, I'm having a look at the footage here. I reckon the body of the goanna would be, I reckon, a metre long. Then the tail, you're talking, the whole thing would be about a metre and a half long.
Wow.
Huge goanna.
Really?
Their jaws as well. I think they've got a really good bite on them, Sam. Mm-hmm. They clench down on you.
They can lock in.
They can break bones.
They can be poisonous too.
Anyway, it's walked into the restaurant and everyone's sort of freaking out. This waitress has come up.
Mm.
Her name is Samia, okay? Yeah. It says here in the article, picked up the goanna by the tail. And she's basically just throwing it around in a circle. So she's just
swinging it
around in a circle all the way out of the restaurant as the people there in the restaurant are watching it. The goanna's tried to go her a couple of times, and she's just kept going. She's kept swinging, and she's thrown it out of the restaurant.
Doesn't look like her first goanna wrestle, to be honest. Because the way she's handling it looks like it's a daily occurrence.
Great
just grab
effort.
It by the tail and throw it out the door.
Sandra from Camden, who's the toughest woman that you know?
Anka, one of my girlfriends. Yes.
Why is she so tough?
She walked out of her work one day and a guy decided to try and snatch her handbag. She grabbed her handbag, glared at him and said, "I wouldn't do that if I was you. I've been having a really bad day." And he ran off.
That is good.
Do you know
what?
A
couple of threatening words and he's gone.
I see that look every night when I get home from work.
Mm-hmm.
I know how he feels.
Ready
I
to
run
kill.
Away as well. Hey, you wouldn't believe it. Guess who's rung in? We've got Samia from Mimosa Wines. Good morning, Samia.
Good morning.
Oh,
Samia, this is amazing. We're just watching the footage then of you wrestling a goanna out of the restaurant. Is this the first time you've done it?
Yes.
So did you see it walk in? What happened, Samia?
So I was working inside the restaurant, and a customer grabbed my arms to show me what's outside on the deck. And when I looked first, like really quickly, I thought it was a dog because my boss's dog is always around.
Yeah. Oh, you thought it was a dog?
Yeah. So I just saw like a dog, but it was like a really quick dog. And when I realized, at some point I realized it wasn't a dog at all, and I was like, that's
it. Hang on a minute. Did you grab it? When you first grabbed it, did you think it was a dog?
No. When I first saw it.
I thought you were halfway through it. You went, hang on a minute. That's not a dog. It's a goanna.
Okay, so you've got it by the tail, and then you swing it around. You weren't even really looking at it, though, Samia, because it reared up a couple of times. It tried to go you.
Yeah, but he couldn't like reach me every time he tried. I just lift it up, and he's quite heavy, so he can't like reach up. And I made sure like to have this distance between his body and me, and I was really focusing on his mouth, so he don't like reach anyone around or me.
Wow!
And
so
I had
to
go around because I was trying to find a path, because everything with all the tables, you cannot like I couldn't go straight.
No, couldn't swing.
So I had to go like this, and the other side was closed. So.
So then, when you let go of the guy, Anna, did he just look back and give you a bit of a wink and walk off, or did he just get out of there?
So I stopped in a place, and he hid itself in a behind like a flower pot.
Yeah, right.
And he stopped there for like maybe like 10 minutes. He was there and he didn't move. And he was like, I don't know.
Geez, the food must be good at that restaurant. Yeah. Even if the goannas are coming in to try the muffins.
Well, is it true that you've got goanna mornay on the menu today, Samia? Is that right?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Is the goanna being served?
Oh, no.
Yeah, a lot of customers made that joke. Awesome.
Well, how dare you suggest that Fitzy's delivered a bad joke on this show? How dare you?
I would have delivered it better, though. Listen, Fitzy and Whipper.